السلام عليك أيتها المظلومة المغصوبة. Under your noble shade there can be no darkness. The dust that falls from your veil is sustenance for the righteous. Hasten the coming of the Mahdi awaited by the right of that lady for whom all things you created. Ya Sahib al-Zaman, these nights on you are heavy. The lady of the two worlds too soon became heavenly. Rasulullah came to the door of his daughter, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, and said, surely I feel fatigue in my body. Fatima al-Zahra brought for him his Yemeni cloak. One by one the brilliant and luminous faces of Hassan and Hussein appeared at the door, and they greeted their mother with respect and kindness. The commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, then stood humbly at her door and greeted her with love and affection. Fatima al-Zahra invited them into her home. Rasulullah gathered these noble members of his household with him under the Yemeni cloak, and he exclaimed, Allahumma inna haulai ahlu bayti وخاصتي وحامتي لحمهم لحمي ودمهم دمي يؤلمني ما يؤلمهم ويحزنني ما يحزنهم. أنا حرب لما وسلم لمن سالمهم وعدو لمن عاداهم ومحب لمن أحبهم. إنهم مني وأنا منهم. This family is a part of me. Their blood is my blood. Their grief is my grief. Their enemies are my enemies. And their lovers are my lovers. From the heavens, Jibreel is watching this scene. He asks, who are these lights? whose brilliance reaches the skies. هم فاطمة وأبوها وبعلها وبنوها. They are Fatima and Fatima's father and Fatima's husband and Fatima's sons. If you want to know these pure individuals, you must know them through Fatima. The Prophet of Mercy received a mercy through his daughter. And what a daughter indeed, who was the mother of her father. He is Rahmatun lil Alameen. What can I tell you of a lady who was a mercy to the mercy of the world? The totality of faith on earth, the divine beacon, through marriage to her, his faith reached completion. Oh, chiefs of the youth of paradise, upon you is God's peace. We find heaven in your remembrance, but your garden is under her feet. It was the light of this lady and her family that lit up the heavens. The light from the house of Fatima al-Zahra is the light that guides the way for the angels. Jibreel asked the Almighty, may I join them in the house of revelation as well? La ilaha illallah, Allah jalla jalaluhu, gave the angel Jibreel permission to enter amongst these five. But why is it that Jibreel does not enter amongst them? He has already received permission from the Almighty. But out of respect for the lady of the two worlds, he waits for her acceptance. O Jibreel, come look how these men have gathered at the door of revelation with firewood, while the pure lights that were under the cloak are inside. There is a fire kindling outside. Did Allah not say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum, حتى تستعنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. O believers, wait outside. Do not enter till she gives you permission. Her anger is the anger of Allah. Her grief is the grief of Allah. This is the door that even Jibreel would not enter without permission. Do not kick down this door with your group, she is displeased. Do not set fire to this door. Over her father, she's agreed. O Father, Look at how they gather outside the home of your daughter. Look at how they yell at your daughter. Look at how they raise their hands against your daughter. Won't you come to remove the dust from my veil? Won't you come to clean the wounds of my face? Don't you remember how I would wipe the blood from your face when the enemies would throw stones at you? Come look. Tonight your enemies pushed your daughter against the wall. Tonight, for that Fatima that of you is a peace, there is no peace tonight. Sallallahu alayki. يا بنت رسول الله يا زهراء
يا فاطمة.